Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Stephanie Martin. The murder trial of former BART police officer Johannes Messerly resumed this morning after a day-long recess. Messerly fatally shot 22-year-old Oscar Grant at Oakland's Fruitvale station on New Year's Day. Grant was unarmed and lying face down on the platform when Messerly fired his pistol. The central question before jurors: did Messerly mean to use his gun, or did he mistakenly think he was firing his newly issued taser? Tashina Manioc is a reporter for the news website California Beat. She's been covering the trial in Los Angeles since it began last week and joins us over the phone from the courthouse. Today was the first day jurors have heard from any BART officers who were on the platform at the time of the shooting. Former officer Marisol Dominici took the stand. Now, why is she important?
Marisol Dominici is important to this case because she was present on the platform that night, and she also was the second officer who responded to a call, the first officer being Tony Peroni, who was her partner officer that night.
And what kinds of questions was she asked?
She was asked a variety of questions by District Attorney Stein. He asked her just to verify the nature of the conflict that took place on the platform that night. He also asked about the environment, how many people were there, things to that nature.
And how did she describe the scene?
She actually started her testimony saying that there were between 40 to 50 people on the platform when she ran up. That was later debunked, more or less, by a video which actually showed a clear platform.
And I understand there were other inconsistencies in her testimony as well.
She ended up flip-flopping on a few key questions. She claimed that Oscar Grant had actually somehow grabbed or touched her arm, and then shortly after being confronted about that by Stein and seeing the videos presented to her, she said something to the effect of, "I don't remember Grant ever touching me." She was having a difficult time responding directly to the questions that were asked of her.
Now, of course, much has been made about the behavior of former BART officer Anthony Peroni. He was the first to arrive on the scene, and many witnesses say Peroni acted aggressively, used profanity and racial slurs.
He actually did not appear on the stand today, but is expected to tomorrow. The testimony of Peroni will be very important to this case as well.
Now, there was also a former Berkeley police officer who took the stand. He's an expert on police defense tactics, and he made an admission that could end up helping the defense.
He actually told a story where he, in a high-stress situation, pulled his firearm and did not have any recollection of having pulled it. That would be important to the defense because the argument that Michael Raines is making on behalf of Johannes Messerly is that he actually, due to the stress of the situation, was acting unconsciously and was not aware of what he was doing. In redirect, Stein did ask for the officer to elaborate on that experience, and the nature of that circumstance differed considerably from the situation on the BART platform that night. However, in terms of how it will affect the argument of the prosecutor, that remains unclear.
What was the atmosphere inside the courtroom like overall?
Overall, I would say tense. I would say that it was a tense environment. I think that people have been hearing all about Officer Dominici and definitely even more about former Officer Peroni. And the atmosphere was tense. People were making some commentary and expressing what I might even describe as disgust while she was giving her testimony.
What do you expect to see in the courtroom tomorrow?
I expect to see that amplified because, as you mentioned, pretty much every eyewitness who has testified has agreed that former Officer Peroni was acting very aggressively and using very offensive language throughout the entire incident on the platform that night.
And he's expected to testify tomorrow.
He is expected to, yes.
Tashina Manioc, thank you.
Thank you.
Tashina Manioc is a reporter for the news website California Beat. I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED Public Radio.